We awoke at 2:30 a.m. here at 19,600 feet, Berlin Camp. Pretty mild night by Aconcagua standards, but certainly is high in the atmosphere. It's very cold. As we were checking how people were doing, Jim, whose oxygen saturation has been low quite a bit on the trip, was not feeling that great. His O2 sats were still pretty low, healthy enough to be here, but not a good sign for climbing higher, and he had a headache. So Jim decided to call this his high point, and he remained at high camp. Now, we climbed a few hundred feet in the early hours, and Leslie, at about 6,150 meters, somewhere well up over 20,000 feet, decided that was going to be his high point. Leslie's the other fellow on the trip who's had lower O2 sats as we've continued along, and he wanted to try to climb higher than he'd been on Elbrus, and he certainly beat that goal by about 500 meters. The rest of us continued on to what's really the longest part of the climb to me, and that's the first hours up to Independencia at 21,000 feet. Independencia is always a good breaking point for us where we can assess how we're doing. And Ed felt he had reached a really good high point for himself today at 21,000 feet. So Ed and I came back down to see how Leslie and Jim are doing, and the rest of the team members with Oblivions, Osvaldo, and Javier, and Alex, and Fraine are continuing on towards the next big stop, the Candeletta, at 22,000 feet. Like I said in the other dispatches we started, the highest people in the world today, we're quite sure. Maybe somebody's over on Ojos Mercedario, but this is a big deal as this group climbs high.